Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in the state of Wisconsin?
I'm sorry?
Are you registered to vote in the state of Wisconsin?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. And English and Wisconsin. And just to make sure that we have a representative of every age group, may I have the year you were born, just the year?
I'm 60.
1960? Oh, you're 60?
Yeah.
So that's 55, so you are what, 1960-something, right? 1963, correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Okay. And I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and all offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think that you won't vote?
I will vote.
Certain. Almost certain.
Yes.
Thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? I know there's a few, but if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important one? I know it's the economy, immigration, or a whole bunch of stuff. But what do you think? Just your opinion.
Inflation.
Inflation, the economy.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I did not skip that one.
Who do you vote for, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? In the 2020 election.
I can't remember.
You can't remember? Okay, no problem. Please be assured that this survey is being conducted for research purposes only and that all your responses will remain strictly confidential. Will you please reconsider indicating who you voted for in the 2020, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, another candidate?
I'm sorry?
Will you please reconsider indicating who you voted for in the 2020? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, another candidate?
Trump.
Thank you. And thinking about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you will vote for them. 100 means that you will definitely vote for him. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district? For Congress.
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Tammy Baldwin or the Republican Eric Hovde?
Hovde.
Thank you. And now, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden in the Democratic Party or Donald Trump in the Republican Party?
The Republican Party.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
You better repeat that.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being the target in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Okay, you can say that too. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
You better repeat it.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Less likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely?
Repeat it again.
Sure. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Joe Biden?
No.
Less likely?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States more than 10 years, so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of them have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so that they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
I just have to answer. Less likely. But you don't want to know why. No, less.
Much more likely or somewhat less likely? Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Thank you. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Concerned.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Concern? Little concern? Not at all concern?
Little concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Concern? Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yep.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Okay, repeat that.
Yes, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide, leading to more hate in our communities. Concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Little. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden or Trump?
Trump.
And somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November selection. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, a friend, a family member, an acquaintance, a coworker, or you prefer not to specify?
All the above.
Okay. Okay, thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? TikTok.
No.
Instagram.
No.
Fox News channels or website?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
YouTube?
No.
MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
News channels.
I'm sorry?
News channels.
Okay, so that would be like CNN or MSNBC, right?
No, correct? Like ABC, NBC, CBS.
Okay, that's what they're saying. Thank you. Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. We already at 90%, we almost done. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States, Puerto Rico, or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
No. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish?
English.
Always?
Always.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. A strong or not a strong Republican?
Not as strong.
Thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay, thank you. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm sorry?
What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? Do you finish high school? Do you go to college?
High school.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Linda, right?
Linda. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you, Elena, for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No, thank you.
No problem. This concludes our survey, Elena. Thank you so much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.